the Marshall chairs the Royal College of GPs and is a practicing GP in East London. Well, that's very much the medical side of it. Should we get into the political a little bit? Richard Sloggett is former special advisor to former Health Secretary Matt Hancock. So that's obviously very recently, it's 2019. Now programme director of the Future Health Research Centre. Can I put to you, particularly as you served as a SPAD, a special advisor, do you sense there's a lot of headlines here, but not a lot of meat on the bone? Morning, Richard.
Good morning, Nick. And yeah, I'm sort of agreeing in some way, because if you go back to October last year, we had a similar announcement from Sajid Javid, which was about, and you raised this with the Secretary of State today, on face-to-face appointments. You may remember it.
Yep.
It was a pledge from the government that you would be able to see a clinician face-to-face, and that then didn't materialise. I think one of the challenges here is, if you're going to set a target, how are you actually going to follow through and deliver it? And there are some good things in here that, you know, as you said, with Martin, using pharmacy, for example, using new phone systems, bringing about volunteers, these are all good things. But the scale of challenge is so large, it's doubtful whether you'd get towards this target very, very quickly, particularly given all the pressures we've got this winter.
Is the NHS safe in this government's hands?
Well, I would say yes, but it's really, really under a huge amount of pressure. And actually, if you look at the public view, this is a challenge for the government, right? So the government looks at polls, and the current polling says about 13% of the public think the government has the right health policies. And partly that is to do with announcing things and then not being able to translate them into delivery. And it's that announcement versus delivery that Therese Coffey is really going to have to work hard at, because it is very, very difficult in a very complex system like the NHS to make an announcement and then translate it through. That requires funding, collaborative working, and bringing in the right expertise. But getting that number of 13% up is, I think, right at the top of the new Secretary of State's intro.
It's very recently that you were right at the heart of this. You'll still have colleagues who know what's going on. Without doubt, Therese Coffey is a very hard-working, very decent, very commendable woman. But is this brief going to be too much for her?
I think the health brief is, I think, one of the most challenging briefs in government. She's also the Deputy Prime Minister, which I think also is a really interesting split, which my boss wasn't. He was just the Health and Social Care Secretary, so that was more than enough. I think one of the things that Therese, you're right, will bring to the role, she does bring detail, but she's also, there's a bit of a breath of fresh air on the social care side, Nick. So she talks a lot about investment, and we're going to see some announcements today on giving social care a bit more investment to support the NHS. Too often, I think, we focus on the NHS first, social care second. If you can invest in social care, you can support the NHS, free up that flow in hospitals, and make things better. So we all, I think, wish her well.
I totally agree with that. Let's end on that point of agreement. Richard, thank you. Richard Sloggett was Special Advisor to former Health Secretary Matt Hancock up until 2019. He's now Programme Director of the Future Health Research Centre.